Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to everybody that's helping out in a coronavirus effort, thank you so very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping out the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and clicking on the like button. And when I see you do that, then we'll put you over in the chat room and you can converse with everybody that's over in there right now. We got a whole bunch of people over there talking to us. And good morning to Elizabeth and good morning to Eric. And let's see, who was the last person to chime in? Let me bring in Kyle. Who was the last person to chime in there? I guess it was Eric, right?
I think so, yes.
All right. Well, are you ready for the pledge number two?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, a Pittsburgh pastor yesterday told our Vice President Mike Pence that there is a systemic racism is real, and I believe that. But what I'm seeing the systemic racism coming from is from the black protesters that are out there. Oh, by the way, we have breaking news. We have some dispatches from Chaz. Want to hear them?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is important. Yes.
Well, the protesters are now tweeting, asking for Gatorade. They need clothes. They need clean underwear. They need cigarettes. And the cops are trying to identify who's actually in charge by looking at the tweets.
Well, you know, and maybe some of the new citizens of Chaz, the new country within our midst here, they didn't think this through, I guess. And if they need, literally, if they need underwear, I think that tells us a lot about where all this is headed.
Well, they're putting portalettes out on the street because they don't have enough bathroom facilities for the people, if you know what I mean. And that's been a little bit messy. And they went out there yesterday, cleaned the streets up, and I had a report from someone that contacted me, because again, we have an affiliate in Seattle, so we have a contact right there on the ground, a station that's not only telling us things, but also we're broadcasting right straight into Seattle. And hello to all the protesters in the new country of Chaz in Seattle.
Well, exactly. It's a small country, but evidently there are
six blocks long,
but there are evidently signs that say you are now leaving the USA. So I find that very curious, but unfortunately, I mean, there are many, many silly things about this, but the real serious thing, Captain, is that you've got people with guns. They are making, quote-unquote, the law in Chaz, and Lord only knows what the law is in Chaz. And so again,
it's just to peacefully coexist.
I guess so, but if people are being extorted for money to protect their businesses, or if you happen to be now surrounded by Chaz because Chaz was created where you live or have your business, then you're being deprived of your life, of your rights.
Right. And good morning to Al in Nebraska. He just chimed in up there, and we appreciate him very much. Now, the other thing is Joe Biden. The gift that keeps on giving, actually came out and said some detrimental things about Facebook yesterday. But the only problem is he spent $5 million in June on ads in Facebook, so they can't be that bad.
Well, a couple things going on here, Captain. Joe Biden, did they tell him they spent all that money on the Facebook ads? I don't know. Maybe he's not aware of that, for one thing, but it is really actually sort of part of the show. You know, he can go out and he's going to criticize, but at the same time, they believe that these are going to be effective ads in some way. So it's just all part of the show. And, you know, it's not really, he's not taking a stand per se. Otherwise, they would pull their advertising dollars.
Now, Barack Obama had the opportunity to rename the bases with the Confederate names while he was president. This was brought up during his administration.
Yes, that's right.
He just ignored it, did nothing about it. But we didn't hear about that, did we?
Well, no, because it wasn't something that could be used to try to destroy his presidency and this kind of stuff. But if people are going to be consistent about this now, well, then we're going to have to do like they did in ancient Egypt and just erase Obama out of existence for all the history books.
But you're hearing about it now, aren't you?
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Now, senators are pushing a new plan, by the way, a new plane design for the 737 MAX Boeing jet. These are new design approvals. The Senate FAA committee that investigates and has control over the aircraft industry is going to take a look at what it is they're apparently doing to see to it that the 737 MAX doesn't have any more aircraft crashes.
Well, right. What this would do is this would shift the balance, basically, over towards the Federal Aviation Administration in terms of how these things are designed and what the process really is, rather than it be pretty much solely in the purview of the design company, or Boeing in this case.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go take a break. And when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you what somebody wants done with $121 billion and where that $121 billion is going to come from. You won't believe it. Well, maybe you will believe it because of the day and age in which we live. But the fact of the matter is they're not going to do what somebody's asking them to do. It just isn't going to happen. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and I'm cruising across the overnight radio dial.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And hey, folks, it's the Captain here, and I want to tell you about my friends at Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature. I took it a couple of years ago for about 6 months, and I picked it up again here about 2 months ago, started taking it again because, you know, you can never have too many vitamins and too many different really good things in your system to help build up your immunity so that you don't come down with all this nonsense that's going on about now. And plus, it also builds up your stamina so that you get a little bit more pep in your step. But I've had such good luck with the product Balance of Nature, I decided to try it again, and something different has happened to me this time. Now, when I went to my doctor recently, my blood pressure was the lowest it's been in 6 months, and I've lost 21 pounds of weight. And the doctor looked at me and he says, "What have you done?" And I told him, I says, "The only thing I've done is taken Balance of Nature." Now, let me tell you something. It's really making me feel a lot better. I got more pep in my step. I don't find myself snacking on candy bars and chips in the middle of the night. Every time I used to walk into the break room to get a cup of coffee or something like that, I would wind up grabbing a bag of chips or a candy bar or something. I'm not doing that anymore. So, to order online, go to the website balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com. And, of course, always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the $121 billion I referred to is coming from where, I ask?
I think corporate America.
Basically. Well, it's individuals. They call them the mega rich, the millionaires and the billionaires. And they want them to cough up $121 billion to pay for the charities that desperately need money. And I'm talking about charities regardless of who or what they are.
That's right. Yes.
So what do you think about that?
Well, it's very interesting. I mean, we hear a lot about, we've heard a lot about companies donating specifically to Black Lives Matter, for example. So we'll see where this goes, in terms of where some of this can actually be programmed in for hopefully some real good.
Well, I've got 269 companies on a list here, that's given to Black Lives Matter. And, oh, by the way, one of them is Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola was founded by a Confederate officer who started the company many years ago, but he was an officer of the Confederacy. So does that mean now that we can't have Coca-Cola either?
Well, that's right. And now that, yeah, that could very well be because, and unfortunately, Captain, you know, I saw something on the news where they were attacking a statue, but it was actually a statue of an abolitionist.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is not good. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the question is, how far does it all go? For example, Nancy Pelosi wants to take down the statues out of Statuary Hall.
Now, stop for a second. Who owns those statues?
Well, I think it would be the people do.
No. The states that gave them to the Congress to put them in there, the hall to begin with, the states can take those statues out because they're people from their states anytime they want.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so maybe the pressure, they would apply it elsewhere other than just from Nancy.
Yeah, Washington. So that's a bunch of gobbledygook about her going, well, we're going to take out, they're not going to take anything out. Those statues belong to the states that put them there.
Right. Well, I wonder why she wants to stop there. Why doesn't she just want to kick out states out of the union?
Well, maybe she's going to send clean underwear. Maybe she's going to be the one to send clean underwear to Chaz.
Well, right. Well, that's the thing, and they do need that, I suppose.
Yes, and if you folks want to help out, just contact the government in Chaz and tell them that you'll send them their clean underwear.
Well, I think they need an ambassador, though. They need an ambassador.
Well, they got an ambassador. It's a guy with a gun at the gate.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, my thing for Chaz, though, is I think that Trump ought to impose huge tariffs on Chaz. You know, and he could come out and say he's got a great deal, it's an incredible deal,
well,
it's huge tariffs.
They already said they want the money that was being paid to keep the police there in that precinct. They want that money. It's like $5 million, and they want that money just given to them so that they can have some money for their new country of Chaz.
Wow, I mean, this thing never ends.
They're out of their they're out of their minds.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You know what they've done is they've actually hijacked an actual conversation that the country could have. This is no longer about what we saw in the video with the death of George Floyd, which is a legitimate conversation, and it is they have absolutely just diluted everything, and it's devolved completely.
Now the RNC's Rona McDaniel, who's Mitt Romney's sister, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Has said that Jacksonville is going to have an absolutely packed, jam-packed arena for the Trump inauguration speech.
Well, I'm sure that they will. That's right. And that's because they're going to be able to have that because it'll be in Jacksonville, Florida, and not in North Carolina, where the governor would not guarantee that they could have such a thing, I suppose. And, you know, there are calls, Captain, well, this is irresponsible, there's too many people in one place. Well, but didn't all that go out the window with the huge riots?
Well, it's if you're a Democrat, it went out the window. If you're a Republican, not so much.
Yeah. Right, well, exactly, because we're all trying to, like, you know, help out our neighbors, literally help out our neighbors with the social distancing thing.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about this for a second. The president, I believe, has done more for the black community than any other president ever, and that was going along really good until we had this little niche in things here, this little pandemic thing, which, by the way, was contrived, man-made. We do believe it was man-made. Now there's more and more proof to the fact that this came out of Wuhan, China, and that it was developed in a laboratory by individuals, and we got what we got.
Well, that's true, and, you know, before President Trump became president or wanted to run for president, he was held up in the black community as being somebody who was very, very he was a businessman, and he was doing things, and he employed people, and there wasn't race involved. There wasn't a color problem with Donald Trump. And unfortunately, because it's politically expedient, this is what it's all sort of morphed into. But how do you help the American people? In fact, the president the other day was saying that he thought that, you know, economic prosperity is going to be one of the major things that is going to bind us together, that is going to help heal our nation, and this is exactly the American dream. If we can make sure that the American dream is accessible to anybody, regardless of the color of their skin, their ethnicity, then we're going to be making some major progress. But if we continue to listen to the voices, Captain, who tell us to hate one another, to rise up against one another, to raise a hand against one another, it's going to get worse. So we have to listen to what Abraham Lincoln might call our better angels.
Now, do you remember the Florida police officer, the president of the Florida chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police, that invited the fired police officers that were losing their jobs to come on down to Florida? There'd be a job for them?
Oh, right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what he did yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Well, he's a lieutenant in the Sheriff's Department in Brevard County, which is over there by the Cape, Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. He resigned. His name is Bert Gaiman, and he resigned. And according to the Brevard County Sheriff, Wayne Ivey, he turned his resignation in because he was getting so much pressure and so many threats around the country for what he suggested that he decided to quit.
Wow. Well, and of course, he wasn't inviting the officers who were involved in this terrible thing with George Floyd. He was, I think, referring to officers who wanted to relocate, perhaps, from the city of Minneapolis. And so, that's a scarlet letter now, I suppose. If you wanted to relocate from Minneapolis,
Again, remember Officer Chauvin, Derek Chauvin, who was the 19-year vet, the training officer for these two rookies. One had only been on the force 4 days. He still gets to retire, even though he's probably going to be convicted of murder and spend the rest of his life, or a lot of it, in jail. He still gets $1 million, and they can't touch the pension, because does anybody other than me remember what happened to O.J. Simpson?
So O.J., that's right. Well, he had that. Yeah, that's right. He had that pension. And
the NFL pension, yep.
And that's what kept him in a relative, comfortable lifestyle, basically, regardless of the civil decisions that came down against him. But this is something that also can be handled legislatively, and this is going to drive that. And so I think you'll hear calls for changing the law.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because I know it's already been challenged in court in California anyway, the O.J. Simpson thing, and that's how come it's the way it is. All right, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, that's our buddy Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. And, boy, we got some stuff to tell about there, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And good morning, America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than four blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment for the weekend edition here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We're going to play their little ad, and then we'll tell you where the two locations are and what it is to become an aviation maintenance tech. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that many of you have been laid off or furloughed. You're looking to find another job. Some of you may have mechanical abilities. Some of you may, in fact, be mechanics in another line of work. But if you would like the opportunity to become an aviation maintenance tech and to really, really set your career on fire, then I want you to check out National Aviation Academy. You can start out at a 40-hour basic week with a base salary of $60,000 to begin with. And that salary can go a lot higher. Now, if you go overseas, I'll tell you right now, you'll have a six-figure income if you do that. If you stay in the United States, you can get close to that, maybe even more than that. But it's all depends on the work and where you're at and your God-given ability. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu. Now, when you get to the website, naa.edu, you'll see that they have two facilities to train you at. Both of them are in session right now. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay. So, naa.edu for the website, and then schedule a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one works for you. Schedule a tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we're finding out that an Army two-star general working for the Joint Chiefs of Staff was quietly removed in early January due to a law enforcement investigation that resulted in three assault charges, all of which were dismissed the first week of June. Also, plans for a Senate-crafted version of the Pacific Deterrence Initiative, a new military fund to boost deterrence against China in the Pacific, is one step further to becoming law, with some $6 billion to be put in the fund to begin with, to be used in whatever way they see fit to do so. Also, two U.S. service members headed to their next duty station in South Korea tested positive for the COVID-19, according to U.S. forces in Korea. They're currently being quarantined. And Russian combat jets have flown training missions over the Baltic Sea in parallel with NATO's drills in the region. They're out there flying one way while we're out there flying the other. Now, for the first time in nearly 3 years, three American aircraft carriers are patrolling Indo-Pacific waters, a massive show of naval force in the region, rolled by spiking tensions between the U.S. and China, and a sign that the Navy has bounced back from its worst days of the coronavirus outbreak. And it's good to see that. And, of course, China, yesterday, condemned the U.S. military for their provocative flight of one of the aircraft over Chinese-claimed Taiwan, saying that the move infringed upon China's sovereignty and contravened international law. Well, I don't think so, but that's just me. What do I know? And the military would see a 3% pay increase next year, an increase in the overall number of troops serving, and new mandates on improving family housing under the $740.5 billion budget, which has been approved by a key Senate panel this week. It'll be going for a full vote on the floor soon. The Trump administration also announced a series of sanctions against the International Criminal Court, the latest salvo in a battle between the Hague-based tribunal over investigating and prosecuting American service members for alleged war crimes in Afghanistan. And there's no way in the world we want to get involved in the world court. Haven't been, shouldn't be. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and what they do for the country, they set policy for the services. They make sure that the president's policies and the Secretary of Defense's policies are carried out the way they should be, too. So, it's no surprise that we're hearing about the Joint Chiefs and the Joint Chiefs Chairman and what he does. And he got a little bit political the other day, talking about Mark Milley. Got a little bit political the other day and maybe stuck his head out there when he might not have been there, supposed to be there. We'll just wait and we'll see. Now, the Army is going to start testing their COVID-19 vaccine on humans. Army researchers are taking their first COVID-19 vaccine candidate to the next research stage, human clinical trials, and there'll be more soldiers that will be tested as well with this vaccine. Now, not far from Russian territory, U.S. soldiers at this Polish base have been putting the Army's newest Upgun Striker combat vehicles through their paces. These are the Strikers that now have the lasers on them. Isn't that interesting? We'll see how that all works out, too, by the way. And in case you didn't know it, there are 10 U.S. Army installations named for Confederates. 10 U.S. Army installations. And that doesn't mean that we're going to change the names on the bases either. By the way, the Navy has kicked off some of the most advanced war games since the 1930s, looking for new ways to accelerate its modernization push. The Navy has set up a new warfighting development office that will blend force planning, strategic thinking, and officer education under one roof. And we'll see how that works out. And remember Eddie Gallagher, this Navy SEAL? He and his wife have launched a nonprofit to assist military service members, first responders, and their families with legal support following his war crimes trial that was marred by missteps and prosecutorial misconduct. So kudos to him for doing that. Eddie Gallagher, kudos to him for doing that. And we want to thank him very much for doing that to help out his brothers and sisters who need that kind of help. Now, the Air Force acquisition czar, Will Roper, says he's considering taking over the DOD's artificial intelligence experiment, Project Maven, to make it operational while the service pushes its own artificial intelligence capabilities into the battlefield. And we'll see how that works out. May or may not, right? And it's the first time in a decade, folks, the Air National Guard is going to miss its retention goal. The Air National Guard will miss its retention goal amidst the end strength goals this year, amid the coronavirus pandemic, which is the reason why they'll get their numbers back, I believe, next year. We'll see. And what was the cost for the National Guard to deploy in Washington, D.C.? How about up to $2.6 million a day? How about that? That's what Reuters has been able to track down and find out. $2.6 million a day to be in Washington, D.C. All right. I hear the music in my ear. That means we're going to go. We're going to come back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And Denise Simon right around the corner, too. So, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color all night. And Kathy, you get a chance.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. All righty, now it's time for a second highway and byway report for the truckers out there across the country, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And here we go.
Yeah.
Trent, and that's Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And I sent that out to a couple of people tonight, and I'm sure they're laughing when they heard that song. All righty. That's done in a good way, though, ladies. Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And I remember when he did that. It was a great thing. Everybody had a lot of fun dancing around to that. All righty. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop closest to you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, oh, by the way, have you been in one lately? Have you seen what they've done to the pilots and the travel centers? And how you've got places in there like a full-service McDonald's or a Wendy's or an Arby's or a Dairy Queen with all the stuff that they have on the menu along with their ice cream and their food and all that? Wow, it's great. Great, 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 great. So stop by. And, of course, see Fine J's have always got the great sit-down restaurants, too, the Denny's and the there's a comment from somebody right there. All right, the Denny's and the Moe's Southwest Grills and the Huddle House restaurants, too. All great establishments, all in their own right. All right, a strong Pacific storm with cool, wet showers and isolated severe storms across the Northwest will also produce dry, gusty winds and critical fire weather threats from the Southwest into the High Plains. Now, a nearly stationary boundary in the Southeast is going to once again focus heavy rain over the same general area from the eastern Carolinas over down to the northern parts of Georgia and possibly up into Maryland. And that could lead to some flash flooding through there. Now, we definitely have got some areas of rain with some flood watches in effect from Gainesville up to the Florida line over to Jacksonville and on up into Brunswick, Georgia right now tonight. So we have that going on. We also have some flood watches up in the northeastern part of Michigan. By the way, the cold weather tonight, the frost warnings, are up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities and north, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight all have frost warnings for temperatures down in the upper 20s, low 30s. We've got fog tonight. It just rolled in around Houston and Galveston. We've got fog still hanging in there around the Metroplex in Dallas. We've got some windy We've got some windy conditions that are moving along in the I-40 area to the west of Oklahoma City towards Amarillo and over into the Panhandle, over to Tucumcari, New Mexico, and on down to Lubbock and Plainview, Texas, and the western, southwestern corner of Kansas, the southeastern corner of Colorado, in Utah. We definitely have some fire weather threats there. Got some windy conditions tonight in Colorado, especially west of I-25 up in the mountains. Fire threat advisory along I-40 from Kingman, Arizona, all the way to the New Mexico line through Flagstaff. And got some high winds in the desert tonight, California. Also over into Nevada. And cabbage tonight. Let's see, cabbage. You got high winds there and down 84 all the way through Boise, all the way over to the Wyoming line, and then up into Montana tonight. You've got some high winds in that area, and that's pretty much what we're looking at right now. Now, we always take a look at the weather out there for the truckers, the Highway and Byway Report, because you just don't know. You just never know what's going to happen. And, of course, we've got our friends at the Pilots and the Flying J's that are there to take care of you. And that's what they're there for, the largest truck stop chain in the country. So give them a shot and see what they're all about. You'll be glad you did. All right, let's go over to the telephone. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us right now. Good morning.
Morning.
Have you seen the dispatches coming from Chad, the tweets?
Sure.
You see what they're asking for?
Yep.
What are you seeing that they're asking for? Because I just got one of their tweets here a little while ago.
Well, they want cigarettes, and they want Gatorade, and they want food, and
Did you see the Did you see the clothing they were asking for?
I didn't see the clothing.
Did you see what they specifically asked for? What'd you hear this? Clean underwear.
Well,
I'm serious. I mean, I saw that. We were laughing so hard in the first hour when we saw that. It was like, you got to be kidding me. But nope, they actually tweeted it out a little bit early. They wanted clothes, and in particular, they wanted clean underwear. So there you go. But anyway, my point in saying all this is I think we're coming. I just don't think we're going to see them singing Kumbaya for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks there. Do you?
Well, they are getting some help from the community. There's some people in and around the area that are sympathizing with them, and they are donating stuff. So I saw the attempt that they made at farming.
Yeah, I saw that.
they're doing a community, kind of a, garden kind of thing. Yes, so... the city came in and, and gave them some porta potties.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Okay.
So, they could go through the summer. Who knows?
Yeah, and
Mom and Dad might be sending them stuff.
Yeah, maybe. But, again, we'll see what happens. Now, Google and the NFL are going to be, they're calling for the Juneteenth big demonstration out there across the country, June the 19th. And the president just announced last night that his rally that was going to be in Tulsa on the 19th will now be on the 20th in Tulsa.
Correct.
So, Juneteenth, I don't remember them observing that until, I guess, just this year, huh?
Well, they're calling for it to be an official holiday. I think that as far as the Trump rally goes, there was probably some kind of an oversight. And he had heard, I think in the last couple of days, a good bit about the dates that he chose for his rally. So that's why he kind of heard their pleas and changed the date.
Okay, well, Joe Biden has come forth, and we're hearing from his campaign that Elizabeth Warren, Susan Rice, and Kamala Harris are the top three choices. About six of them are in the running, but those are the top three.
Correct.
All right, well, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, after the top of the hour break, Denise Simon and I are going to get into why Lindsey Graham has not sent out any subpoenas yet, or is he going to subpoena some folks? I think he is. I think he's just making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, because I don't believe they have to show up if they get subpoenaed. But then again, that's just me. What do I know? Okay, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along with the weekend edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.